Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ngesonto mhlaka 8 zibandlela 2023 ngu-Fifth Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Let the perpetrators be treated as barbaric criminals who should be identified, arrested, and of course face the law. On its part, ZANPF does not tolerate any form of violence.
Ibandla leZANPF liphika ukuba amalunga alo atshaye kabuhlungu our Citizens Coalition for Change.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona nxa kuyikuthi incwadi lezi kuzincwadi ezikhona eziphilayo. Sizazibona kumbe sizakuzwa ngabona labo abazibhalelweyo ukuthi hayi sebezitholile.
Kulezi kuzavota eZimbabwe lonyaka othi aluqondanga ugwalo lwe-preliminary delimitation report oluhlolisiswa lidale lephalamende. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesikristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uzavota kukhetho olwezayo umnumzana Tondelayo Chidawa usecele idale lephalamende ukuba lihlolisise indlela okwalethwa ngayo ugwalo olujulileyo oluveza ukudwetshwa okutsha kwemingcele yezigaba zokuvota ama-constituencies lama-wards. Uchidawa omelwe ngusiphicamfundo Lavu Momaduku ukuthi kukhanya ngani ugwalo lolu lwalotshwa ngunkosikazi Priscilla Chibhumba lomsekeli wakhe athi amakhomishini wonke aweZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Uthi uzaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba iPhalamende ingehluleka ukulungisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wanika ugwalo lolu abejale lePhalamende ngeviki ephelileyo elandela isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu loChigumba labanye bakhe akade bengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. Uze sizwe okuningi ngalokho sixoxe lomnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda okomiti yedale lePhalamende esanda kubunjwa ehlolisisa ugwalo lolu.
Angingeke ngakomenta ngezinto ekuziku-social media. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona nxa kuyikuthi incwadi lezi kuzincwadi ezikhona eziphilayo. Sizazibona kumbe sizakuzwa ngabona labo abazibhalelweyo ukuthi hayi sebezitholile. Ngiyakholwa ke leso sikhathi isikhathi lapho esingakhomenta khona, okwakhathi singabe lokhu ngikhomenta ngamanga ngezinto ezingekhoyo ezingabambekiyo ezingela umuntu othi hayi for sure lincwadi ngiyitholile.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu Baba Sibanda, kuyini okumele likwenze kuyiwa phambili xa sikhangela ke ukuhlolisisa ugwalo lolu ule delimitation?
Sikhangelela ukuthi siza kuba lo muntu oyingcitshi kweze delimitation ukuthi abuye abe nguye ozasincedisa ke ukuzwisisa i-report leyo. Bese sisuka khonapho bese sihamba siya phambili. Sikhangelela ukuthi kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsebenzi wethu siyabe sesiwuqedile, siyabe sesidinga kuphela ukuthi ke sihambe siyefaka i-report leyo phambi kwe-parliament ukuze i-parliament ke layo icazele.
Akutsho ke ukuthi selihambisile ke konke lokhu kuyathiwani njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi kumele uhumbiselwe edale lephalamende?
Ye, ngolwesihlanu into esiyabe siyenza Dube i-tabling kuphela. Kuyafika nje sesithi hayi nansi i-report yenu madoda, nansi i-report yenu parliament kuphela nje yikho esiyabe sesiyakuhlanganela, siyabe siyakuhlanganela ngolwesihlanu. Kusuka khonapho ke iparliamende ihlangene, i-senate le-national assembly izafuze ihlangane njalo mhlaka 17 lomhlaka 18 lapho eziya kuya debate ke i-report yabe ivele ku-ad hoc. Ingaphela ke leyo ku-debate ye-report evele ku-ad hoc sokufuza ukuthi njengoba umthetho usitsho i-report ye-parliament ke yiyo esihamba sisiya kumongameli welizwe ukuthi eyibisele kuzeke.
Baba Sibanda, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi likwenze konke lokho?
Dube, kuqakathekile ukuthi iprocess leyi esikhuluma ngayo yenzakale. Okwakuqala ukuqakatheka kwayo yikuthi yikho okutshiwo ngumthetho wethu omkhulu iconstitution yeZimbabwe. So kasila lutho esingalwenza ngaphandle kokubana sikulandelele khonoko okuthiwo iconstitution yethu. Kodwa okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenzakale ngenxa yokuthi anti siyakwazi ukuthi vele iParliament yona yiyo elomlando wokuthi noma yikuyini okwenziwe nguhulumende kumbe zingatha zikahulumende iParliament ke kufuze ukucubungula okwinto lokho ikubona ukuthi kwenziwe ngendlela efaneleyo yini kuyahlonipha amalungelo yini abantu akuphambanisi yini ukubuswa kuhle kwelizwe iParliament ke yiyo elomlando wokwenza khona lokho. So ke yikho kuqhakathekile ukuthi into le iyenzakale and njalo yikho isenzakala.
Umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda lilunga le-committee ehlolisisa ugwalo olutsha oluveza imingcele yokuvota eZimbabwe. Sixoxe laye eseHarare. Abaku-committee le bahlangene okwakuqala namhla eHarare. Ibandla leZANU-PF liyakuphika ukuba amalunga alo athaye kabuhlungu ayebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change emulewa ngempela veki. Umnumzana Tafaza Mugwadi obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla elibusayo uthi kubi okwenziwe ngabaphume kuma-videos abhodabhoda emphakathini enkundleni zokuxhumana atshengisa abacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla elibusayo etshaya ngemiqwayi langenswazi abesisisi abagoqela asebekhulile. Abayisikhombisa abatshaywe kusehlakalo lesi sebesisibhedlela. Umnumzana Nelson Tamisa ogoqela ibandla lesisisi uthi isehlakalo lesi siveza ukuba ibandla elibusayo likhuthaza ubudlwangudlwangu ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzayo. Wethule lokhu enkundleni zokuxhumana eFacebook leTwitter. Kodwa uMgwadi uthi lokhu ngabe kwenziwe ngamalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi eleZANU-PF.
We have been alerted to violent and horrible video scenes circulating allegedly from Rewa communities where violence was targeted at some villagers. This should be condemned by every sober human being created in the image of God. And all our eyes now are on the next steps that the Zimbabwe Republic Police is going to take to deal with this matter. We condemn this conduct unreservedly. The culprits should be brought to justice. However, what we find irresponsible is when desperate, clueless political apostates start to drive and wage misleading narratives that the perpetrators should be referred to as ZANU-PF supporters. This is needless and regrettably below par. Clearly, there is nothing in the statements uttered or visuals shown in the circulating videos which identify these culprits as ZANU-PF supporters.
Kumele amapolisa abophe abantu laba ngoba bephula umthetho welizwe. Asivumelani lakho ngitsho lakancane lokhu. Kodwa kusimangalisayo ukuthi sokulwabanye abantu asebekhuluma kubi ngakhonokho, ikakhulu laba abaphikisayo abathi abantu laba ngabantu bebandla leZANU-PF.
Observedly, what might be true is that the perpetrators, let's assume, could be anyone against the CCC supporters. Remember, the CCC, MDCT, and the MDC Alliance harvest battles, which were similarly blamed on ZANU-PF, despite that it was known to be their internal strife. Remember, to this day, they still haven't taken responsibility over attempts to burn each other at Tsvangirai's funeral, and they say it was ZANU-PF, yet it was their own succession battles at play.
Siyakwazi ukuthi amalunga e-MTC akahalwa ngesikhathi kubhubha uTsvangirai, njalo khanya zani ukuqhubekela phambili ukulwa kwabo. Bangabe yibo abakwenza konke lokhu. Asazi khonapho-ke, kodwa-ke bangaphongi ukuhamba bekhuluma into abangayaziyo.
Let us advise our fellow politicians to desist from fronting politics at crime scenes, no matter the temptation to grab headlines or attention. Let the perpetrators be treated as barbaric criminals who should be identified, arrested, and of course face the law. On its part, ZANU-PF does not tolerate any form of violence or this barbaric conduct whatsoever. Our philosophy of mobilization is simple, but of course powerful. and that has become a national chorus. President Mnangagwa has clearly and unequivocally set the record clear on peaceful mobilization and violence-free elections. We have a commit acts of violence in the name of the part shall carry his or her own cross and account. Let the police do what they know best, investigations.
Umzana Tafasa Mukwati, ubona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubanja leZANU-PF. Sikope laye eseHarare. Sikope njalo lo mnumzana Oscalo Sisiziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC.
Sithumeke itimu ke eMurewa eMashonaland East Province ukubana ke sikhangele ke udaba ke lodlakelo lwenzakeleyo lokutshaya kwamasapota kethu ke ngabantu beZANU-PF esesikuthole kubana ke okwamanje ke sesihambise ke aba elandeli bethu ke esibhedlela ukuba ke bethole ke ukwelatshwa kodwa ke njalo ke sithole ukubana ke abantu laba ngabantu ababethunyekwe ngu-Honorable Karwe ke kathesi ke ama-members ethu asemapholiseni ke ukwenzela ukuthi ke ufanele ujabalule ngenxa yokubana ke esikutholileyo ke ku-community kubana ke babekhokelwa nguminister weZANU-PF njalo bengama-supporters weZANU-PF bele njongo yokuterrorize lokuhlukumeza ke abalandeli bethu labo bonke abantu jikelele abangalandeli iZANU-PF. Sisiya kukhetha sikhangelelanga ukubana kube le violence, asikhangelelanga ukubana kube labantu abahlukumezwa mayelana le ndaba ke zombusazwe. Kufanele ukubana ke ipolitics ibe ngokuthi ke ama-policies ijame njani njalo atshiyana njani labanye. Yikho ke i-contestation yokhetha ayikhona ukusebenzisa i-violence.
Ubone ngazani kujoni khonokho ukuhlaselwa kwabantu?
Kuyatshengisa ukubana iZANU-PF ayilalo ke i-support ngenxa yokubana angeza ke wacha abantu lokwethusela abantu ke umali lesapoti emaphandleni. Kuyatshengisela ukubana abantu beZimbabwe bonke emakhaya lasemadorobheni bakhuthele baloku sebenza nzima ukubana eZimbabwe ke kubeke lo hulumende omutsha, uhulumende onakekela ke izifiso zabantu. Ayikhona ke ukubana kusetshenziswe i-violence lokusetshenziswa ke abantu ukubana bethuselwe. Yikho ke sikhuluma ukubana hayi abantu bethu kufanele ukuthi bebekwazi ukubana sisiya kukhetho kulobunzima ehlangana nabo. Kodwa ke kunjalo uma siyenza indaba ke zombusazwe kuba unzima, kodwa ke kuyatshengisela ulanga selizaphuma kusasa kuyavuka kulungile. Kufanele sime siqine njengabantu beZimbabwe ukubana eZimbabwe kube lenguquko. Nxa kusiba lenguquko kulungiswe ke ilizwe.
Umnumzana Oscalo Sisiziba ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC bexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesiphathamandla sikahulumende okuthiwa yiso esicele amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF ukuthi bejaye abe-CCC. Amapholisa athi asehlolisisa udaba lolu.
Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Libhomba ngamandla eRussia kule Ukraine. Elebhilitane lithi seliswele eleRussia uba libhombe ngaphi ngoba selisabalele ilizwe lonke. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba abakubutho le-Ivory Coast ababotshwa kwele Mali besethiswa amacala ukuzama ugengula uhulumende sebebuyele ekhaya. Soke isikhathi sezamasiko.
Ngicina masiko
wena.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Nhlanganiso Sikhosana, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Sixoxa ngokuthi kuyini okumele kuvuselelwe emasikweni lonyaka.
Into engangijabulisa mfokaduke ekuvuseleleni kwamasiko lapha, ngicabanga ukuthi kungaba kuhle masingaba namasiko anjengabo mkhosi womhlanga. Yabona umkhosi weyintombi ma ungathi uvuselela kithi laphana ubuyele njengakudala ube khona. Ngicabanga ukuthi kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu. Sibuye sibe nomkhosi wokusuka kwabafana ngoba siyayibona manje intsha yethu manje yabafana babulawa yilo leli gciwane ngoba manje kwafa leli siko lokusoka. Kanti ukusoka bekusiza kakhulu ekutheni sivikeleke ezifeni ezinjengalezo zokuthi ma siye sayocansini.
Okunye ke baba Sikhosana,
isilo ke mfokaduke, isilo kungaba kuhle kakhulu impela ma singaba nesilo. ngoba isilo sifana nommeli sifana nodriver umshayeli oshayela itekisi inabantu ngaphakathi. Ukungabi khona kwesilo nje kuyasilimaza kakhulu thina singabantu bakamthwakazi, ngoba ayikho into engahamba kahle masingela silo thina. Ngajabula kakhulu impela uma ukuthi lezi nduna zethu zingaphuma kupolitiki, singaphuma kupolitiki zimele abantu zifayithele impela ukuthi sibe nesilo. Yabona induna zethu mazingabambana kahle sibe nesilo mfokadube, hayi ungabona sishintsha impela, ungabona sishintsha impela, ungabona kushintsha into yonke iqonda. Ngoba isilo yise sikwazi ukuthi silungise into enjengomkhosi omhlanga, ukusuka kwabafana. Isilo ke sikwazi ukulungisa yonke lento leyo. Uma singenaso isilo kunzima ukuthi sina sesifinyelele ukuthi silungise le nto yokuthi sibe nemikhosi efana naleyo.
Kuba khonapho mnumzana Sikhosana,
kungaba kuhle njalo ukuthi ubone nathi sesifana nabo South Africa. Uyabona nje mina ngihlala lapha eThekwini kwaZulu Natal ngihlala namaZulu. Ngomhla ka 24 September kune holiday elisekhalendeni elamasiko eliqondana namasiko. Kuyavunulwa mpokadube, kwenziwa yonke imicimbi yonke yesintu. Yikho lapho ubona khona ukuthi hayi ezinye izizwe zisenawo amasiko. Uyabona le nto eyenzakala lapha yinto ebisenzakala kithi kudala, kodwa manje sesaba politized thina isiko salibulala. Sesangenela emasikweni, sangenwa nguhulumeni wabulala amasiko wafaka ipolitiki phakathi emasikweni. Yikho nje ubona thina into zethu zonke zingaqondi.
Namhla besixoxa lo mnumzana Nhlanganiso Sikhosana, ingcwediko zamasiko esintu, asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usemisipanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje usihlwa, ngiyabonga ukwamukela kulolu hlelo.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Liviki bengifuna sikhangele ku-Isaiah chapter 9. Sikhangele iverse ka 6 ithi yona, ngoba sizalelwe umntwana sinikiwe indodana izanikwa amandla obukhosi, ibizwe ngokuthi umluleki omangalisayo, uNkulunkulu olamandla, ubaba ongela kuphela, inkosi yokuthula. Siyananzelela ukuba lapha uIsaiah wayekhuluma ngokuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu lokubuya kwakhe lapha emhlabeni. Siyakwazi ukuba uNkulunkulu waba lomlando wokuza lapha emhlabeni ukwenzela ukuthi asindise, ukwenzela ukuthi akhulule umuntu emandleni esono. Umuntu oqala uAdam loEva basebonile, baphuma kuntando kaNkulunkulu, baphuma esigabeni sokuba ngabantwana bakhe, bakhetha ukumhlamukela. Ngakho ke kwakungela enye indlela uNkulunkulu ayengayibuyiselana layo labantu ngaphandle kokuthi athole umhlatshelo ongelasici. Siyakwazi ukuthi iBhayibheli yakhuluma ukuba kubaprofethi bonke ababakhona, kumbe ngo-Abraham, kumbe ngo-Elijah, kumbe ngo-Elisha, kumbe ngo-Jeremiah, akula mprofethi owatholakalayo owayengakwanisa ukuba afele izono zabantu ayamukeleke phambi kukaNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu. Ngakho kutsho ukuthi uThixo yena nguThixo elobuthathu bakhe, enguThixo uBaba, enguThixo omoya engcwele, uThixo lendodana. Siyabona ukuba wakhetha ukuba omunye wabo abuye lapha emhlabeni asisize, abe nguye ozaba ngumhlatshelo ozakhulula wonke umuntu. Into emangalisayo ikuba uNkulunkulu wayelendodana yakhe eyodwa, ayengamanengi amanengi amadodana akhe uyedwa kuphela uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathanda umhlaba kangaka wayivumela leyo ndodana ukuba ibuye lapha emhlabeni ukwenzela ukuthi lo mkhandlu wawusukhona phakathi kwakhe labantu kutholakale indlela yokubuyiselana. Ngakho ke uIsaya nxa sihlangana laye lapha uyakhuluma ukuba sizalelwe umntwana. UJesu weza phakathi kwethu engumuntu njengathi. Kwakudingakala ukuthi uJesu indaba wabuye engumuntu, indaba engazange abuye ingilosi. Kwakudingakala ukuba uJesu abe ngumuntu ukwenzela ukuthi azwisise ubuthakathaka bethu njengabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwi lenkosi lithi lona uJesu laye walingwa nguSathane ngazo zonke indlela. Wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu kodwa wakhetha ukuzohlala lathi abe njengathi. Wadubeka, wabethelwa esiphambanweni, wathwala izono zethu. Khonokhuyana kwenza ukuba kusikhulule esonweni ukuba yilo lalowo omkhethayo impilo yakhe iyaguquka, azalwe kakutsha abe ngumntu kaNkulunkulu.
Kuyibhede mfundisi.
Asithandazeleni baba, sibongile abalalela izwi lakho namhlanje ntambama. Ngena phakathi kwenhliziyo zabo Jesu, uzalwe phakathi kwabo, ubaguqule impilo zabo baba, kube nokutshintsha, kube nomehluko. Kunaba abalizwayo leli lizwi namhlanje, nathandaza ukuba bamamukele, bakwamukele Jesu kube yingxenye yempilo zabo, njalo ube yinkosi nomsindisi wabo. Egama likaJesu siyathandaza, amen.
Bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha.
Okhulumayo ngusihwede Ngwenya, la ngithi nje eKezi eSt Joseph's eGwilofula uSimukhwe. Hayi, thina abantu bakithi siyaphila sibhekana nje nokulwa nobubava la nobusela. Abantu abasintshontshela imfuyo phela, silwa namasela mpela lezi suku, abantu basithalise kanzima basebela imfuyo omini nobusuku. Hayi, imbuzi bayathatha iy'nkomo, ngisho ney'nkukhu bayathatha emakhaya bashiye ilutho. Yile mkhuba esithi asile nayo, siyakha ama-group. Lezi nsuku kunama-group esiwakhayo ukuthi uma kungabonakala nje umuntu noma abantu beqhuba imfuyo, sazisane ngokuphuthuma nangokushesha, sidingisane futhi ngokuphuthuma nangokushesha. Ngokunjalo silana noma yiphi imikhuba noma imihlola eyenzakalayo, kungathiwa yikuthula kwamasola ey'koleni noma yikuthula kwamasola ey'bhedlela noma emthonjeni yamanzi, ile mikhuba esibhekane nayo mpela ngqo. Lezi nsuku ubusela budlangile mntakababa, hayi khona kulukhuni. Kodwa-ke cha, siyazama ngempela ngoba nazo igebe ngisesiyibambe kakhulu. Siyababopha mpela abantu abenza imikhuba yokungcola, namasela siyawabopha busuku nemini, sinama operations esiwenzayo sihlasele indawo. Ngokunjalo ngicabanga ukuthi cha, izinga lobusela nobubha liyehle kakhulu. Angibonge mntakababa, kanti nemvula ziyanetha nje kwalamalanganyana amabili amathathu. Cha, asibonge uNkosi ezulwini ukuthi nasemasimini kuhle kanyani, kuhle mpela lezi suku akufani.
Ye, kukhona njalo olikwenzayo okokuziphilisa yini khona?
Yebo baba, siyazama ukuthi siyiphilise ngaphandle kokulima, kanti bese kuyenza nokunye. Singabantu abaphila ngakho ukufuya, ekuyiphiliseni impela siyafuya la ekufuyeni kulapho esiphila khona. Ekufuyeni labona sikhalanga kangamasela ngoba siphila khona la ekufuyeni, mase sifuyile sibe siphengise ngazo lezi inkomo noma kungathiwa zimbuzi phela. Siphila ngazo, sizifuye phinde siyidayise, kanti futhi sizame khona kakhulu ekulimeni. Nasekulimeni lapha noma siye sishaye zimvula kodwa siphila ngakho kulima. Okwamanje bezinethile mpela imvula, ayi cha, kufani kuhle nakhona emasimini. Ukuthi uma bezingaphila ziqhubeka imvula zinethe, cha, kusho ukuthi lesivuno besingase sibe ngcono. Angibonge mntane Kehle, angibonge.
Siyabonga kakhulu Sikwede Ngwenya khona ngapho ke eKezi, ungadinwa lokusasa.
Yelo ke. Wezemidlalo, umqeqeshi womdlalo we-volleyball oloDumo uVulindlela Moyo uthi ukuphenduka kwemidlalo yezikolo kuzaphathisa iqembu lakhe eleSpartans ukuthi livumbulule abadlali abatsha, libuyele njalo libe zintshantshu ngemva kokuba liqhube nzima nyakenye. kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umoya uthi uvunyelwa ukuba imidlalo yezikolo idlalwe ngemva kweminyaka embalwa engadlalwa ngenxa yomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuzancede iqembu lakhe lona elidinga abadlali abatsha.
Inyakenye iSpartans ayidlalanga kuhle, okubangele khona ukuthi ama-players amaningi asukile eqembini lethu eseyajoyina ama-team abathembisa izinto thina kade singalazo. Badlalile kuma-National League, abanye baphumelela bahamba eZambia badlala ku-Zone 6 Club Championship. Thina eSpartans sifisa ukuba sikhole ama-players alesifiso sokudlala i-volleyball, especially ezikolo lezi esezivunyelwe ukuthi zidlale i-sport ngenkulumeni. Sikhangelele abantwana okugoqela amankazana labafana abengaba leminyaka from as young as 13 going up to 20 years. Fisa ukuthi sibafundise ukudlala ivolleyball ibulawa ithuthuke.
Omoya ungezelele wathi okunye osekwenza iqembu lakhe labesifazane lingasanqobi njengakudala yikuba abadlali abaningi aqalisa labo iqembu bachiya sebesiyakwenda.
Qala kuba iSpartans it was 2005 sadlala yaqina kakhulu emankazaneni. Amankazana anqoba iNational League from 2006 up to 2002. Awula mnyaka abakhuthisa ukuthola imedal kuNational League. Sahamba kuZone 6 sathola ibronze, sahamba kuma invitational tournament Swaziland laseLesotho sabuya nje lokungama medal lezimali. Since 2014 besizama ukudlala but omama njengokwazi laba ngomama ba decide ukuba le mizi yabo. So i-team yamankazana yayehla. Eyabafana idlale kuhle before COVID 2017-2018 ngikwesigcine khona siba le silver medal kuZim Open Tournament. Sawini PVA ingadliwanga it was 2015 up to 2019 sima imidlalo imiswa yi-COVID start a championship ebafaneni emankazane.
Omoya uthi ezikolo yikho lapho okutholakala khona abadlali bakusasa, njalo kungabi khona kwemidlalo yabasakhulayo sekuphazamise kakhulu inqubela phambili yezemidlalo elizweni.
Umqoka yibuyele ezikolo nxa usakha i-foundation yiyo eqakathekileyo. Isikhathi esiningi abantu besebekhangela ama-players alolongwe kudala khohlwa ngalawa aphansi. Ungakhangela abaningi abalolo ngokudala soyekele ukudlala umlumdlalo. That's why usuthola ukuthi kobulawayo ama-clubs asemalutshwane than la kudala. Enye into ebulele kakhulu umdlalo wethu ngama-youth games. Ama-players ethu ebelolongwa kusiyadlalwa ama-youth games behle beqale khonapho ukudlala. From youth games bekhwela besiya phambili bese thola isikhathi sokudlala ibhola. Ngesifiso sami ngifisa ukuthi nganama youth games abuyele, ngoba izikolo zonke kobulawayo zabe zikhangele ukuthi abantwana bedlala kuma youth games. Wonke ama-sporting discipline ungalinanzelela even wonke ama-sport asewile kobulawayo because of akusele ama youth games.
Iqembu leSpartans lisebenzisa indawo kaloliwe eRelton Sports Club, njalo ngomgqibelo iziphathamandla zeqembu kanye nabadlali bebecenta inkundla belungiselela ukuqala ukuzilolonga phambilini kokuqala kwemidlalo yalo nyaka. Omoyo ngumqeqeshi ohamba phambili elizweni laseZimbabwe, njalo useqeqeshe amaqembu amaningi kwiminyaka efika phose yamashumi amathathu, njalo lawa ngabalisa leqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu Themba uGibbs Dube lilale.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara.